Ever wonder how red became the standard color for a barn? That's our investigation today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you or a loved one are having trouble getting around your home or scared of falling and risking injury, then please listen.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise, inventor of the HoverRound, America's number one power chair. Let HoverRound give you back your safety and peace of mind.
Call toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER for your free informational DVD. That's toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER. 9 out of 10 people paid little or nothing out of pocket. Insurance coverage depends on medical necessity as determined by insurer. Valid doctor's prescription required.
If you're fascinated with extreme weather, you'll love TornadoTalk.com. At TornadoTalk.com, you'll hear our weekly show about one of nature's most fascinating phenomenon, tornadoes. Interviews with storm chasers, storm survivors, new tips on storm safety, and an invitation for you to tell us about your tornado stories. Go to TornadoTalk.com. That's TornadoTalk.com. Find us online at TornadoTalk.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 20th, the 141st day of the year. Singer and actor Cher has a birthday, and Norman Rockwell's first Saturday Evening Post cover appeared on this day 100 years ago. Why are barns painted red? There were several competing theories about the distinctive hue. One has it that centuries ago in Europe, farmers would seal the wood with linseed oil and mix it with blood from a recent slaughter. Others claim that iron oxides or rust was mixed with oil to retard the growth of moss and mold. Whatever the reason, the fashionable coloring was brought to America by European immigrants. Eventually, whitewash appeared as a more cost-effective alternative and became the competitor to barn red. Now, aren't you glad you asked? That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more fun facts online anytime at almanac.com.